Let's hear from Chad.
Yes,
Chad, welcome to 91.3 FM Stereo, the voice of the Cape.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
We're good.
Chad, how are you doing this evening? It's very cold.
Yeah, it's definitely super cold here in Cape Town. I hope you guys are keeping warm in studio, drinking something without milk in there, obviously.
Very different to KZN weather, hey? Am I correct?
Yeah, it took a lot of getting used to. Durban people think they know what's cold until they move to Cape Town or Joburg, then you get a rude awakening.
But now you're in Cape Town. Obviously, you know the Stormers are the best team in the world, so obviously they're going to warm you up, eh?
I'm not too sure about that.
He's a
Durban shock. Family wouldn't be too impressed if I agreed with that statement. I'm 100% shocked, boy. So.
They're not listening to you. You can shout out, Stormers.
Chad, we just wanted to welcome you and obviously your extended family that is streaming in now from KZN and everybody else that's listening to you. Very tricky time now in Cape Town. Obviously, with lockdown and everything, I was mentioning to Shafiq about the online training because it is a craze now and people are obviously missing gym and we've all opted to go that way. Can you tell us a little bit about what Fit Freak Training is doing when it comes to online training?
Okay, well, you know, with COVID-19 happening, the fitness industry has been hit the hardest in my opinion. Many trainers and gyms, unfortunately, may not recover from this, but fortunately at Fit Freak Training, we have a very strong team. We are the true definition of a team. And we have an inspiring leader in Mark. I'm sure you know Mark very well.
Yeah.
And he's just somebody that you don't really want to let down. So we've managed to obviously improvise, adapt, and overcome the odds by moving online. It was an unknown territory for us, you know. Some of us are not really comfortable speaking in front of a camera, but we were really proactive and just absolutely refused to lay down and die. And we managed to succeed in moving our business online. And so far, it's been great. I mean, our standard hasn't dropped. Classes are very interactive. It's fun. And like you people say in Cape Town, there's still loads of fears. And we've just managed to create a group of people that are, you know, self-motivated, inspired. Our clients have been very loyal to us. So big shout out to all our clients at Fit Freak Training for supporting us and going with us on this online journey. And it's been great so far. I mean, no complaints. You just got to make do with what you have. Eh? It's no use complaining. Nobody really listens. And we've just made it work. Eh?
Chad, I know that Fit Freak Training specializes obviously in performance training in a lot of professional athletes, swimmers, trail athletes. Majority of your clients, or nearly 100% of your clients, are either runners or football players. So it's a lot of athletes in at Fit Freak Training, or say 90% of them are athletes that are training there. How's this impacted them mentally, you know, or yeah, how's this impacted them mentally now? Just the transition.
It's a big change. I mean, everybody's used to a sort of routine by waking up early and having access to a gym. Now, without equipment and access to a gym, most people have had difficulty in starting or even getting going. But luckily for us, we gave away all our equipment at the gym to all our clients. So they've been able to, you know, keep going throughout this pandemic. And we've held them accountable, not allowing them to make any excuses, you know. Mm. In this situation, you just got to make do with what you have, you know. Make the best out of a worst situation and just keep on going. So it's been difficult for us as trainers to motivate people. But luckily for us at Fit Freak Training, you know, we don't really believe in motivation. You know, motivation doesn't really exist. It comes and goes sort of as you feel. And all we believe in is hard work, really. Nothing beats hard work. So we lead by example by going through the fire with our clients. Clients are very aware as well, you know. They follow what you do, not what you say. So
yeah.
We have an exceptionally high standard at Fit Freak, and we put a tremendous amount of pressure on our clients to obviously keep going, keep performing, but it's nowhere really near the amount of pressure that we put on ourselves as trainers to perform and produce sweaty, painful and fun workouts for our clients.
Chad, I just wanted to chat on the part where you said, you know, it comes down to also a lot of discipline. So they aren't, it's not what you're saying, it's actually what you're doing as a trainer. I'm correct in saying that?
Yes.
Okay. So when it comes to discipline, the nutritional part of your training also now plays a very important role during lockdown.
Yes.
Okay, so in terms of nutritional facts, how do people get back to eating, you know, meal planning and eating properly where they were used to doing it before gym? How, I know a lot of your clients, I've seen a lot of your clients are extremely disciplined, and, you know, how do they actually get back on track with their meal planning?
You could first of all probably just start by buying the crappy food, you know. It's as simple as that. And
Shafiq is smiling. Shafiq is smiling. He's a crappy food buyer.
I didn't need to stop.
You know, stop buying the stuff and then you win. And also, most people are unaware of, like, calories and how many calories you're meant to consume for your body. So when you mention calories and tell somebody to count their calories, many people don't really understand what you're saying. So if I could just break it down for you guys really simply. As a male and female, if you're just living a normal sedentary lifestyle, a male, you're probably going to burn between like 2,500 and 3,000 calories per day. That's when you're just at rest, you're relaxing, sitting behind a desk during your normal daily routine. And with females, you probably burn close to 2,000 calories a day. So if you're looking to lose a little of body fat, you need to be eating less calories than what your body burns per day. So an average female, if your body burns 2,000 calories a day, you're going to need to eat at a calorie deficit, meaning eating less than what your body burns per day. So 1,500 calories, for example. And people also need to learn how to read food labels. I don't know if any of you guys have like maybe a cool drink or a packet of something in front of you that maybe you can grab and just turn over to the back and just see where it says energy. It's probably even in kilojoules.
Okay, it says per 100 ml. Okay, this one says naught, so this one doesn't work because this is water.
That's probably water.
Yeah, this one says water. Okay, we don't have anything else, but we should be checking the kilojoules. Is that what you're saying, the energy?
Yeah, so most of the food that we buy is given in kilojoules. So let's just say you bought cold drink, for example, and it says 200 kilojoules on the back. You need to divide that figure by 4. So if you divide 200 by 4, it's 50. So that means that whatever you've had, that's 50 calories. So if people knew more on how to read food labels, I think they would have a better understanding as to what they should eat and how many calories that they're allowed to eat within a day. Because there's this common misconception that food makes you fat. That's not the case. There are calories make you pick up weight, not food.
Chad, you know, something that stands out is with regards to this new way of training. Let's call it a new way of training. You are wherever you are in your flat or in your home, and everyone is online watching and so on and so forth. But as Fatima mentioned, you've got quite a bit of professional athletes that is also on your system. How would you do a personal, you know, touch or a personal session with these athletes?
So let's just say you are a runner, for example, Shafiq. I know that your primary moves when you run are your hips, your glutes, your quads, your calves, your ankles. So I need to create a training program that's catered towards your running that's going to benefit you. So if you're a runner, I'm not going to make you do like 4,000 squats, for example. That's not really going to benefit your training. I'm going to make you do a workout that's going to either make you run faster, quicker, and hopefully pain-free. So workouts are basically just design on depending on your lifestyle. So if you had to come to me, for example, I know the way you're probably sitting down on your chair, your lower back is probably not here, your upper back is probably not even touching.
Yes.
Your
exactly.
Your hips are super tight because you're more or less sitting the whole day. So in my workouts, I know your lifestyle. I know what you've been doing most of the day. So in the workouts, I'm going to sort of correct all your bad habits before even thinking of moving on to touching any weight and work on the basic fundamental stuff with regard to training and then progress you to actually using weight. So you actually don't really need a lot of equipment to get in a good workout. Most of the time when you go to the gym, you spend more than an hour in the gym, but most of the time you're wasting time either on your phone or just doing something that you're not supposed to do between workouts. At least, yeah, when you have a trainer online, you have somebody who's watching you, correcting your form, and just making sure you're not slacking.
Chad, so what you're also saying is that each client that you have, if it's a runner, if it's a football player, you actually look at the needs of that client, and that's how you train them, and that's how you differentiate between all the people that are training in the class have one set of exercises, and then this is what Shafiq was asking, and the other clients who are, say, for example, football players or runners or swimmers, they're getting a different type of training as well.
Absolutely, because okay. Footballers and swimmers, for example, they work out a lot and they're burning a lot of calories in their workout. So it's important for us to manage their workouts and not overload their bodies. So we also in contact with them and getting them to send us their training schedules so that our training programs relate to them, so that we're not doing the same thing. Let's just say the soccer players train legs in the morning and he's training with in the afternoon. I'm not going to make him do another leg workout. I'm going to make him do something else, another part of his body that hasn't been overloaded during his training session, which will obviously also benefit him and help him or her in the desired sport, whether it be cricket, running, swimming, whatever the case may be.
Chad, do you have a specific time program that you would like to share with listeners? How can people actually go online and check out what you guys are doing and if it is, you know, what they need currently?
I think fitness is what everybody needs currently, just so that we could stay sane, you know, with lockdown happening. You could spend a lot of time doing things that you're not supposed to. I always tell people and whoever's listening to just maybe count the amount of hours you spend during lockdown watching TV. And then that should give you quite a wake-up call as to maybe changing your lifestyle. So you guys could give us a follow at Footrick Training.
Yes.
So at Footrick Training on Instagram. And if you have any inquiries, you can email admin@footringtraining.co.za and have a look at our page, see what our workouts are about, and see if it's for you. Classes run every day, Monday to Sunday. First session is free, and you have unlimited access to classes. Workouts are sent the night before with videos to demonstrate the exercise so clients can obviously familiarize themselves with it. And the most important thing is just to start, you know, whether it be any movement is burning calories, whether you do dancing in your lounge or going for a walk, just it's important just for everybody just to start doing something and obviously have somebody to hold you accountable.
Chad, do you have any final words from yourself? Just some motivation for people how to, how you look at fitness and why you feel that it is extremely important for people to be especially disciplined in their health and wellness?
I think the most important thing is just to start, you know, do something that absolutely sucks every day. That will help you to build sort of calluses in your mind, you know, because fitness is not so much about what it does for your body. It's more about what the stuff can actually do for your mind, you know. Healthy body will obviously equal a healthy mind. And it's just plan, just to plan. Nobody ever really wrote down a plan to be broke, fat, or lazy, you know. Those things are what happen when you don't have a plan. So plan your week and do the work, you know. Nobody really cares. You just need to work harder.
Okay. Shafiq, anything from your side?
I think only for people to actually give it a try, give it a shot, because like Chad is saying, don't stop. Even if you're just walking, you know, someone else on the program could actually just motivate you from going from walking to perhaps a bit of running and doing more exercises. So well done to you, Chad. And yeah, it's fantastic.
So if people want to get hold of them, they can get hold of them on the Instagram pages. That is Fit Freak Training. You can go and search for them and you'll find them. Any of the three trainers, Azwar Hafour, Darian Apollos, Mark Whelan, or Chad Potter, you can contact them. If you you can take a look actually on the Fit Freak page for their videos and see what they are all about, and give them a shout. I'm sure you know, online training is definitely the way to go for at the moment. So, yeah, we're wishing you guys all the best, Chad, yourself, and Mark, and the entire team on that side. We wish you guys all the best.
Thanks a lot, Fatima. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Yes, bye.